Hello and welcome to Little Things, Big Changes, a new podcast series for small business brought to you by Grand & Toy. I'm your host, Tech Ritsonis, and I'll be your guide as we get tips and advice from experts on the little changes you can make that will help grow your business. Throughout this series, we'll explore the world of ergonomics, the hottest trends in technology for 2008, and simple ways to get your business on an eco-friendly path. All of these topics will influence the growth of your business. Whether it is small or large, these topics matter. Environmental sustainability and climate change are hot topics worldwide. It has permeated politics, influenced music, celebrities, and the business world. From big players to small players, there is a new drive to be the greenest on the block. But not only is there a drive, there's also the demand. Consumers are savvy, and they are driving the need for companies to be environmentally conscious. They are choosing to spend their money with companies that are keeping the environment top of mind. That said, it is extremely important that as a business owner, you start to take the steps down the eco-friendly road and become an active participant in the future of the planet. Your business depends on it. From choosing the right paper, reducing energy consumption, to having eco-friendly promotional items, every action will make a difference to consumers and in turn will help drive your business. Jay Ostro is the Director of Distributor Services at ASI Canada. Welcome to Little Things, Big Changes, Jay.
Thank you very much.
Now, let me ask you, why is it important to provide consumers with eco-friendly options?
It's all about education and demand. There's more consumers that are wanting earth-friendly products as well as just materials around their home and office. It really boils down to twofold. We have the customers that are looking for more of a deliverance that's traditional as well as eco-friendly to show that they're taking true interest in the environment. And it's also deep down the responsibility of the distributor or the person that's handing out the material to offer not only eco-friendly capabilities but also traditional forms.
Now, you mentioned demand. When did you start seeing the demand for eco-friendly products?
We started to see that actually within the past year and a half, it's really been on the increase. I mean, if you look back 7 to 8 years ago, the eco-friendly products were really few and far between in comparison to today. Many really credit Al Gore's movie on global warming. It's called An Inconvenient Truth. It's really brought the environmental effects back to the forefront of the industry for awareness.
And through this awareness, how can a business owner promote their business in an eco-friendly way?
What they could do is they can go as paperless as possible and look for alternative energy sources. Great examples are more and more companies are starting to use natural sunlight to illuminate their workspace, or they're just going straight to solar energy. A lot of companies are just starting to do more recycling within the workplace. Another really big key to show that they're eco-friendly is when they're using promotional products, use eco-friendly products. Great examples are recycled pens as well as recycled paper such as memo pads, memo cubes, as well as sticky notes. And print as much literature as possible on recycled paper and just think about where the product will end up at the end of its life cycle.
Are these new options just as effective as the not-so-eco-friendly options?
They are. They're very effective. T-shirts that are made out of 100% organic cotton or 100% organic soy materials or hemp or even bamboo are just as strong, if not even better, than the traditional formats of today. Some of these materials even get better the more that they're used.
But should business owners expect to pay more for these items, though?
Traditionally, green products do come with a heavier price tag, and the reason for that is it's all based on supply and demand, or the manufacturing process that it takes is traditionally longer than the primary formats.
See, that's all very interesting. Have you seen a trend, though, in both small and large businesses?
Yeah, you know, both small and large-based companies are getting on board with the eco-friendly products. I mean, Grand & Toy, as of recent, started offering more eco-friendly materials focused in on everything from desk accessories, lanyards, mugs, and eco-friendly wearables. I mean, all the way down to corporate outings and golf events. I mean, the corporate outings today are really offering everything from company picnics to golf events, and we could offer more and more eco-friendly products all the way from the Frisbee that the children could be playing around with to the tee that's on the ground that you drive the golf ball off of. On the smaller scale, the smaller-based companies are requesting that their companies just think before acting, let it be an email that they don't have to print out to waste a piece of paper, or taking the Inktone cartridge and just throwing it in the trash and not taking it over to the local Grand & Toy store for recycling.
So it really doesn't matter about size. It's just...
That's correct. It's all about how much influence do you want to put or energy into showing that your company is eco-friendly and concerned for the future.
Thank you very much for your time, Jay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Little Things, Big Changes. It's been a pleasure to have you with us. I hope you've heard some information today that will help you make your business more successful, or take away a few tips that will help you build a better future. We'd love to hear your comments, so please contact us at General Inquiries, all one word, at GrandToy.com.